This I believe. No reporter living outranks my friend John Gunther for perception and achievement. His series of Inside books, Inside Europe, Inside USA, and so on, have had worldwide currency and appear destined to become classics in their field. Here is John Gunther in a statement of his personal beliefs.
Some years ago, the British novelist E.M. Forster wrote an essay which began with the words, "I do not believe in belief." This pungent phrase reflected the mood of the debunking era. Einstein upset our belief in conventional mathematics and physics. Freud and Pavlov played havoc with the concept of romantic love, and Spengler modified much of our faith in history. Even in the fine arts, my generation grew up in an atmosphere of destruction and revolt. Picasso broke up light, James Joyce broke up language. That some of these men were sublime artists, and that the older, more placid forms thoroughly needed revivification and change, added to the intellectual convulsion of the years in which we grew up. But, if I may say so without pretension, I've always been able to believe in a good deal, even in a world largely bereft of belief. Modern scientists and philosophers have ruthlessly assaulted the old standards, but that doesn't interfere with what seems to be my own belief in the dignity, decency, and should I say, educatability of man. I dislike using so many big words, but let me proceed. I hate cruelty, therefore I believe in humanity and justice. I hate oppression, therefore I believe in freedom. I hate vulgarity, therefore I believe in balance, clarity, and grace. I hate tub-thumping, hypocrisy, greed, and false face. So I believe in order, sequence, moderation. Above all, I hate irrationality, distortion, the wanton abuse of truth to achieve ignoble ends. Therefore, I believe in reason, that is, truth. But abstractions like these need to be pinned down and defined. This one cannot do in 600 words. I believe very firmly in definition. Also, it's quite clear that these abstractions have no meaning whatever outside the enclosing body of one's own self. Logically, before believing in anything else at all, I'm compelled to believe in my own self, whatever its manifest imperfections and shortcomings, or my life would hardly be worth living. I believe it was William James who said that the chief value and virtue of life was to give you a chance to do something that will outlast it. And I believe that you have to earn happiness because happiness, at least for me, lies mostly in achievement, the consciousness of full effort and concentration applied to a task, whether the task is successfully completed or not. In other words, though I'm one of the laziest of men, I believe in work. Also, let me see, I suppose one must believe in things one likes, such as sunshine, watching tennis, Beethoven, good food, good talk, and the sonnets of John Donne. I don't have much interest in formal theology, but I don't think that I'm irreligious. I have a fairly marked ethical sense, and of course I believe in love, which should be the foundation of all religions. I believe that we're all part of a universe that has certain forms, patterns, interrelations, and compensations, even for the worst of personal tragedies. But I do not know enough to know why I think this. In other words, the idea of God is a wonderfully convenient abstraction through which we can satisfy our yearning for order in the universe. And if things go wrong, the concept of God not only can give us hope and succor, but since the universe is too big for most of us to comprehend, it also relieves us of some responsibility. Of course I believe in God, but my approach is human, not celestial, in that I think that man made God, not vice versa.
That was John Gunther, one of the world's great reporters, telling his personal beliefs.